Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. This great hymn of the Christian tradition, unfortunately, usually brings to mind funerals and not much else, but it tells the story of a man who encountered in an overwhelming fashion the amazing depths, the richness, the grandeur of the grace of God. Now, not everyone knows where this song came from. It was written by a man named John Newton, who participated in one of the worst institutions the world has ever known, the West African slave trade under Britain. He was an insubordinate man of some birth, but was so insubordinate that he was bucked down to a common sailor on his ship. He was flogged in front of the crew, and he was even made to be a servant to the slaves who had yet to leave West Africa. This man participated in doing great evil until he experienced the amazing, overwhelming, all-encompassing grace of God. The man who began his adult life as a slave trader would end it as a priest of the Church of England and a hymn writer. Even today, if you go see his grave, his epitaph gives witness to the fact that he started out as a common slave trader until God got a hold of him and he died a priest and a firm Christian believer. A Presbyterian preaching professor once told his students, if you want to make your congregation angry, preach on the law. If you want to make your congregation very angry, preach on grace. Because grace is more difficult for us to comprehend than the law. We know grace is necessary for us, though sometimes we forget it. But sometimes we have difficulty extending God's grace to others, recognizing that the grace with which we ourselves were saved is God's gift to those around us. Indeed, if you look at children, you know they develop a very good sense of justice very early in life, but only as concerns themselves. If you want to know if children have an innate sense of justice, have them turn in a project on time, have a peer turn it in a week late, and have them both get A's, and you will experience the injustice, the horrible, horrible thing that has happened. We are all in desperate need of God's grace. We are profoundly aware of this fact as we have come to Mothering Sunday or Refreshment Sunday, the fourth Sunday in Lent. Having had time to think about all the ways in which we do not measure up, we encounter anew, yet again, the amazing riches of God's grace and his mercy for us and for all who turn to him in hope. As we look at our gospel this morning, we see not only a story about Jesus feeding people physically, but a story that teaches us about the grace and abundance of God, how God chooses to work in his kingdom in which we participate. We hear from the epistle that grace has saved us, God's action towards us, not our works, but also that we who do not save ourselves through works were created in Christ Jesus to do good works. So as we come to this Sunday, we think about God's grace for us, his grace that has saved us, and the call that he has on each of us, not only to accept his grace for ourselves, but to extend his grace to others as we engage in good works. So our Lord saw those who were hungry, the multitude gathered, 5,000 men, not counting women and children. And in our Lord's blessed hands, 5 loaves and 2 fish feed the thousands. This only makes sense in the economy of God. This only makes sense when God is doing it. There is no way we can possibly comprehend how this even worked from a physical standpoint. And it is true, our Lord consistently shows a concern for meeting people's physical needs before moving on to deep spiritual matters. And we should do so as well. But the deeper point in the lesson is that the abundance that Christ displayed in the midst of those gathered gave witness to the fact that he is the one who has come into the world. Feeding people with bread for a day keeps them full for just a little while. But our Lord is the bread of heaven himself. Our Lord, who broke the bread and distributed the fish to the thousands, is the one who meets us in the sacrifice of the Mass Sunday after Sunday. It is only in the kingdom of heaven that 5 loaves and 2 fish feed thousands. It is also only in the kingdom of heaven that by eating bread and drinking wine, we consume the body and blood of our Lord. This is the depth, the great richness of God's mercy, of his great love for us. Though we were dead in our trespasses, he came to our help. Though we had nothing to give to him, he in love and mercy reached out to us. God's grace is far more abundant than we can possibly imagine. It is certainly more abundant than we are willing to extend to others, and often it is even more abundant than we can imagine should be extended to us ourselves. We, though we have been saved by grace, fall short continually. But God's greatness, the richness of his mercy and his grace is so deep, so grand, so unfathomable, that it will never run out. What a great comforting word this is on this 4th Sunday in Lent. The litany of your sins that you have amassed over these past weeks does not use up God's grace. All the sin in the world does not use up God's grace. His grace will never run out for us and for all sinners who turn to him for help, who repent and receive his gift of eternal life. God's grace is more abundant than we can possibly imagine, and we are continually in need of it. And we hear that we were made alive even though we were dead in our trespasses. We were by nature children of wrath, just like the rest of mankind, totally helpless, without any hope, deserving nothing of God's love. But he came to our help. To redeem us slaves, he gave a son. It is by grace that you have been saved through faith. This is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. We don't deserve a shred of our salvation. We have done nothing to earn it. There is nothing we can add on top of it. It is all the gift of God's grace. None of us are more deserving of salvation than anyone else. God's free gift of grace extends to us all. Even though we were dead in our trespasses, he did not abandon us, but he came to our help, so that in seeking him, we would find him, that God would reach out to us and save us by his grace. We have nothing about which to boast save the cross of Christ our Lord. There is no merit you can accrue, no works that are good enough. You will not get a shinier crown in heaven if you are particularly impressive. God's grace is the entirety of the story. We have been saved by grace through faith, by God's initiative towards us and our responding to his invitation. And we continue to be undeserving of his grace. But in his goodness, in his love, he gives us access to the richness of his grace that will never expire, that will never run out, that will always be sufficient for every sin you have yet to commit. And I think there are probably still a few that we can fit in before we die. God's grace has saved us. We have done nothing to help ourselves. But many people like to stop after that verse, get saved, and go back to playing golf on Sunday mornings. Our works do not save us, but saved people do works. Our works have done nothing to save us. But if we are in alignment with God's kingdom, if we have made his agenda our agenda, we will do good works. Right after we hear that our works don't save us, we are reminded that we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for the purpose of doing good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Just as our Lord's great works when he was on earth bore witness to the kingdom of heaven, pointed people to the Father, called people to repentance, so too can our works, empowered by the Holy Spirit, point people to the kingdom of heaven. We feed people not only because feeding people is the right thing to do, but when we feed people, we bear witness to the abundance of the kingdom of heaven. We feed people because in the kingdom of heaven, hunger is unacceptable. We stand up for those who can't speak for themselves because in the kingdom of heaven, everyone matters and everyone is within the reach of God's grace. Our works do nothing to save us, but they are the fruit of our salvation. They point people to the truth that is in us. God's grace is so profoundly abundant, His goodness so rich, His love so unfathomable, that we will never be outside the reach of His grace. This is the good word for this day. Though we were dead in our trespasses, God has made us alive. Though we were children of wrath, we are now sons and daughters of God. God's grace is so abundant that He saved us from our sins, from ourselves, and made us His children. And He empowers us to do good works, bearing witness in this age to the age that is to come, living out the values here and now of the heavenly kingdom, in which after we've been there for 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we will have not one less day to sing God's praise than when we'd first begun. Amen.
Let us stand and join with